It is the riots on Radio U.
We're not alone in the room anymore.
I know. So be on your best behavior, Nikki.
Yes, all right.
Watch your language and
stuff. Yes, we got it.
All right. Hello, Ocean Speak.
What's going on, man?
How are you guys this morning?
Good.
You're in early. Most bands are like, how late can we come in? And you guys instead, I let you pick the time, and you were like, we'll come in early.
Yeah, we'll take care of
it. So I'm kind of impressed by that.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah,
thanks
no
for
problem.
Having us.
Yeah. So what's going on? How are you guys doing?
Good. A lot of stuff going on, obviously.
No, skip the band stuff. I want to talk about you guys first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the band.
I got married.
Okay.
And since he got married,
why don't you introduce yourselves first for everybody?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm Jeremiah.
and he got married.
Yes.
I got married.
And I'm Ricky.
And you didn't get married.
I did get married, actually, but I was already married since September.
That would be weird if you got married again so soon anyway. Okay. Not that nobody's judging. It's fine. It's a different world. Okay?
Yeah, just the one time for me.
All right. Okay. Okay. That's cool.
Your wife's happy to hear that. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, Jeremiah, when did you get married?
About a little over a month ago now.
Okay. You checked your watch.
I was going to give you minutes, but I figured I wouldn't go
that far. You're still young in the relationship where, you know, you have like the month anniversary.
What's the worst part about it?
The worst part about it is, my wife will kill me.
Here's what I love. You had an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to say the answer. I'm just thinking about how
my
wife
is going
to be upset about it. My wife talks in her sleep.
Okay, so you're not sleeping anymore?
That's probably the worst
part. Don't you realize, though, with that, I mean, you could make a killing with viral videos if you just start filming that sort of
thing. Nikki, you've got a very innovative brain.
Yes, this is money for, again, builds your relationship, helps sayings, the family, all that stuff. She'd be happy with that.
She'd be so happy.
So can you understand what she's saying? Or is
it absolutely. Like, she will knock me and then have a full conversation. As if I was in the dream. It's
really?
Awesome. Like, Jeremy, and I'm just going to go pick up the thing, all right? And then I'm like, what? And she'll just, right back. And I'm like, yes, ma'am.
I guess sleep talking's not as bad as maybe if she was a sleepwalker. I still think that'd be scary.
Sleepwalking is scary. Have you ever seen someone sleepwalk before?
We had an old news guy. We did have an old news guy who did.
He
was a sleep eater.
What?
Because he was taking medicine. That was one of the.
Aren't you supposed to be digest?
Nikki's like, don't tell him that.
Allegedly, Ambien.
Pause the show. Why was it bad that I said
what it was? We just always used to say allegedly. It could have been or not. It depends on you.
You said it so matter of fact.
Yeah. Look, some people need a narcotic sleep aid. And again, I'm not here to judge them.
And some people maybe have different effects with the side effects with it.
People would come downstairs and find him eating asleep
eat
in the middle
fridge.
Of the night.
And he'd sleepwalk to it. So
it is crazy.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
That's too much.
No, what about you? You said, have you been around a sleepwalker?
Yes, I've actually been around a scarier thing, a sleepwalking child, which is just weird.
Creepy, right?
Yeah, because they just have
this
dead look on their face.
Yeah. Oh.
And this particular little girl is like a bleach blonde little girl, and she's just standing there, and you're like, hi, what's up? And she's just kind of still staring past you. Right. He's like, Harry Potter must return to Hogwarts, you know? And you're like, whoa.
Was that children's Ambien?
Right. Someone gave you too much Benadryl,
yes,
kid.
Exactly.
Hey, we learned. It's funny you bring that up. I learned last week that it says right on the bottle of Benadryl, do not give to children to make them sleepy.
Yes, apparently, that's a side effect of it.
It's written on the bottle.
So many parents are upset about that.
That means it's been an issue before.
Right. They're like, this was perfectly fine. What do you mean? FDA approved.
Really weird. All right, so Jeremiah and Ricky are here from Ocean Speak, and I guess we can talk about the band now. But first, Samoa Girl Scout cookies suck, and we need to get over it. They're not good.
They are good.
They're not.
They're great.
He's just taking a quick poll.
I just feel bad that you like them. So.
Let's just be honest, okay? Thin mints don't need to be cookies. They just don't need to be.
What do you mean they don't need to be
cookies?
Because
you have gum that you chew after you eat cookies. You can't just put mint in a cookie and think that it suffices.
That's what makes it dangerous, because when you put mint in that cookie, you can just keep eating the cookie.
And then you believe that your breath has not been affected, which
exactly
is false.
Right. That's exactly right.
Listen, you're not going to win against him on this. It's better not to even get in the ring.
You know, it's
all right.
Fine. Wait, you know what? Mom and dad don't have to fight.
Yes,
we'll just move
true,
on.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. All right. We love each other. We're totally staying together.
We love
together.
All the cookies.
Right.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Right. It's fine. It's just that he's wrong. So let's talk about Ocean Speak, the band. Yeah. You guys are done. You're breaking up.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's the end.
I guess
all right.
Not.
All right.
Now you guys are kind of like you're moving to Nashville and you're going to relaunch in Nashville?
What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, basically, we're kind of taking... Me and this Claudio guy here, he's
okay.
We're going to head down to Nashville and try to kind of restart the whole
you're
thing.
You're not, no wait, you're not just stopping by, like you're
moving.
Moving.
Yeah.
Right. We are moving.
Okay.
This is a permanent
right, so
relocation.
We're, we really felt like we wanted to give Ocean Speak a really good shot in Nashville. We went down there to visit. Ricky's always wanted to move there. My wife was on her way to move there before we got married, so we decided that there's a lot of really great opportunity out there, and we just want to be around the music scene,
uh-huh.
around people. I mean, if anyone has ever encountered us, like, behind the scenes or even, like, at shows and stuff, we have a big heart for bands and the community of bands, and so we felt like what better place to go than to
where
be
the
where all
are.
The bands are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Just not necessarily for opportunity's sake, 100%, but also just to kind of have community with other bands and love on bands, be loved on by other bands and stuff.
And basically, I was like, yeah, bro, so I'm moving to Nashville. You want to come?
yeah, right.
It's cool, but...
And you are moving to Nashville, which is home to the San Antonio Taco Company, which is one of Obadiah's favorite establishments.
Man,
so,
he'll
good. Give you the list of all the places to make sure you go to.
Please. Such
now
good
he's,
food.
He's going to be nice to us now. He wants a couch to sleep
on
in Nashville.
Yeah, place to go when he stays.
No, I've got family down there. I don't need you. I don't need you. I'm good. Where else? What was the place at Hattie B's?
Oh, my gosh. Hot chicken.
Yeah, man.
Hattie B's hot chicken, baby.
I'd never
it's
been
glorious.
I was down there in June, and so I was like, yeah,
well,
I'm going to go check it out.
On board for that.
I'm telling you what, man.
Isn't Hattie B's amazing?
It changed my life.
It did.
Like,
I think I Instagrammed more in that spot than I ever had. Like, I was so amazed by the glory in my mouth that I was just taking pictures of stuff while I was eating. It was amazing. Yeah,
it honestly, when we first went down, one of my friends that lives down there, he was telling me about hot chicken and everything, and I was getting really excited about it, and he was like, don't go to Hattie B's. Go to this other place. It's so much better. Go there. And I went there, and I was like, this is okay, and then I went to Hattie B's.
Yeah. Mm.
And then you were
preach.
Like, no, he was wrong.
Yeah. He needs an organ,
yeah.
Peter.
No, what Hattie B's is where it's at. So for all the haters out there.
See, you're going to fit into Nashville just fine.
That's right.
They'll welcome
there's
you.
There's always some idiot that's like, no, I got the real hookup.
Yep.
Never listen to that.
Right.
It's always just someone's trying to find the next place and be the
exactly.
innovator one with it.
You always go, they're like, I got the real thing. So you go and it's like, hey, there's an hour-long wait at Hattie B's and hey, here's this other place. And there's
no
way
at all. And there wasn't.
Obviously, this is the good one.
Right. Their excuse is like, this is still underground. People don't know about
Nobody
this.
Nobody knows about it yet.
Their promotions haven't come
this
up.
This is where all the real musicians go
but
when they're hungry.
This is the real place.
Yeah.
Right.
This is it. Boy, yeah, it's really good. It's great. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Sucks. We're not friends anymore.
Sucks. Right.
So, okay, you guys are going to be heading down to Nashville. Let's talk about this show on Sunday. It's in Columbus at the LCA East Campus. We have details at radiou.com. You guys have quite a lineup that's happening at the show. How did you get all these people together?
I mean, we just kind of called some people up. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've played with Come Win a bunch of times. So, actually, I think one of our first shows that we've ever played was with Come Wind, and we really wanted to kind of gather a bunch of bands that we've played with, and it only turned out that Come Wind was the ones that we could get. Everybody else was like busy, but Come Wind was like, sure. I was like, come on guys, remember
we invited a ton of people but only Come Wind was
now,
like okay
remember, sometimes it's how you present it.
Yeah.
So you could have just said this is who we chose out of all the people that could do it.
Oh, this is what happened. No, I'm kidding. No, honestly, Come Wind played one of our first shows that we've ever played. We've played so many shows with them. We love those guys for sure. So it was really great to be able to get them on the bill. We've got Truslow, which we've never played with before, but I had
They're always great.
Yeah, I had a great time meeting James and getting to hang out with him at a show at Victory's not too long ago. And he's just a wonderful guy. So we're looking forward to meeting Lennox. I've never met those guys.
Lennox is great because they're in Nashville, too. And they host. Aren't they the ones that do the pool parties?
Dude, oh, they had last summer. Okay, and you're like, oh, pool party. They have a pool. No. no, it's not like that. They have a backyard, and you bring your own pool.
Bring your own, like, inflatable, the smaller pools. You bring your own.
That's
and then
disappointing.
This is the problem that I have. This is the problem I have with hipster people, okay? Hipster people like taking things that are self-explanatory and making them eclectic. That's just stupid, okay? Lennox, I love you, and when I meet you, I'll hug you both. But if you say pool party, I'm coming with my trunks, and I'm coming with a fresh, like, cool drink to drink, and that's it. I want to jump in a large body of water, not have to float up my inflatable
your own pool.
Well, you're leaving disappointed, just so you know.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's the Nashville way, so.
huge expectations, leaving disappointed. Yeah. That's not good, Nikki.
That's not right.
That's not
mostly,
Nikki.
Mostly the bring your own pool is what I'm saying is the Nashville way. So.
Yeah, dude. Aww. It's a BYOP party.
That's right. Lennox is known for that.
Right.
And then what are they going to do? They're going to be like, ooh, look at you, 3-footer. You know what I mean? Like, ooh.
Just to let you know, I looked at inflatable pools, and most of them are like 28-inch or something. So if you manage to get a full 3-footer,
yeah,
that's good job.
Money.
That's going to be pretty
huge.
They're
going to be like, pool party next year at his house.
Lennox, we still love you as well, and your pool parties.
You're throwing shade. I loved their pool party
idea.
That's
a great idea.
Mostly because I don't have a pool, so I was like, hey, I can just get an inflatable and fit in.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I love it too. That's why I go to pool parties. I don't have a pool. Yeah. If I was going to purchase a pool, I'd go to my backyard.
This is true.
But Lennox, I love you. I do.
Well, that's okay. We'll just send him a copy of this, tell him how much you hate him, and Sunday night's going to be a great time.
Great show.